Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget, de retour avec un nouvel épisode d'Atable Kitchen Conversations. Aujourd'hui, on se rend à Camberwell, en banlieue de Melbourne. C'est là qu'on retrouve la pâtisserie Sucre du jour, qui mélange avec brio influence française et asiatique. On a rencontré le chef pâtissier et copropriétaire, Hagen Ting. Durant ses études de cuisine en Malaisie, Hagen Ting n'avait de l'intérêt que pour une chose, les desserts.
I'm French trained. I really enjoy the French pâtisserie and seeing how it has evolved over the time to what it is today, in a sense that it's more defined. It's very different from the Australian style, if you've noticed. So it's a more fresh, a lighter flavor. It's not too rich, but very seasonal, you would say it. So it's something I really enjoy.
Après ses études, il travaille comme chef pâtissier à Singapour sous la tutelle de plusieurs excellents chefs, dont Joël Robuchon. Une expérience intense mais enrichissante.
Very intense. I'm not going to lie. I'm sure if you met other chefs, you've worked with them. Very intense. Obviously, everything's precision. Everything's very detailed. Discipline is something we learn along the way. Obviously, very, very important.
Il arrive ensuite à Melbourne où il travaille à l'Hôtel Gitan. Mais depuis le début de sa carrière, il n'a qu'une chose en tête, ouvrir sa propre pâtisserie.
Not gonna lie, every chef wants to do their own thing, not gonna lie. Who doesn't want to do their own thing? But at that point, when I was in Melbourne along the way, along my working years, I did travel a fair bit to Europe. I did travel not only Europe, actually, like Japan and quite New York. And seeing how, the thing about being in a restaurant is that the pastry chef never really gets the highlight, never really gets the full chance to showcase their talent and skill. Obviously, it's more for the cuisine chef, which is fair, it's totally fine. And then having your own patisserie is being able to translate your own kind of style, your own kind of products to your customers in your own way and in your own fashion. And that is something that has always been my dream to start with. Just to be able to share what we really like and what we really can do to our guests and our customers. And so that developed along the way.
En juin 2020, son rêve prend forme. Avec sa partenaire Josephine Tan, ils ouvrent les portes de Sucre du jour à Camberwell.
As you know, that Sucre du jour is not a word. You don't see it in France, you have it. But we got the idea from, because our style is, my style when we do it, is we just keep creating things on and off the menu changes. I won't say menu changes, but new products just keep coming on whenever we like. So it came similar to what the restaurants do, like, you know, their menu du jour, they have for the special of the day. And then because our style keeps, we keep introducing new products here and there. So we're like, why don't we do that du jour thing for sweets? And then we combined it together, and it seems to have a nice ring to it. And then that we stick true to that style until today. We make sure that we come up with new products along the way. You change the menu pretty often as opposed to a lot of other pastry shops that you'll see. Like what you see in France, really, how fast they introduce new cakes, they go with the seasons, they just keep the customers engaged. So you won't really see one cake sticking around for like 2 years. We do our best to just keep rotating stuff like that. And that's how that name came about.
Chez Sucre du jour, Hagen Ting marie son amour de la pâtisserie française et des saveurs asiatiques. Celles avec lesquelles il a grandi, mais aussi celles qu'il a découvertes durant ses voyages.
What really, kick-started the whole style was when we traveled to Japan. Not only France, don't get me wrong, like Japan, we noticed the patisseries there has this really, style that they share in common. It's very light, very fruity, not as opposed to what we used to get here in Melbourne or in Australia. It's like a lot of, it's really rich, really fattening, a lot of coloring. I'm not dissing out on any of the patisseries, but this is just the style that we tend to follow. Too much coloring, it's too much mousse and too much cream, too sickening because it's either too much chocolate. And then so we said, that's not the style that we enjoyed when we traveled. Like when we went to France, you could see every patisserie having like, obviously, being summer, you have a bountiful of fruits all around the shop, and it's the using nature's own beautiful ingredients and products. You just highlight it in that way. Being a chef, you utilize it, and we highlight it. So we adopted that style. We brought it to our shop. We use not obviously not being Malaysian background. we had the heavy influence of a lot of different Southeast Asian flavors that we take into our we put on board our shop, but also we use a lot of Japanese, Korean flavors of what we see is trending, and we just try to incorporate it. And also during our travels to Europe, we've noticed that in Europe they've actually started to get a lot of this Asian influence in their product. You see a lot of them using like Sichuan pepper, pepper from like even Sarawak black pepper. Obviously pandan, not too crazy, and durian obviously because they can't replace cheese with durian, but that's just unique and choose one. But even some start to see using taro, sweet potato. I've seen in some of the pastry shops, not too much, but like chestnuts being there, but you incorporate the chestnut with a lot of other Japanese flavors, like a mix of the purple sweet potato. We've seen that happen as well. So we just try to have that in our shop, in our business as well. And obviously me being Southeast Asian background, I would say it's a lot easier for me to do that because I grew up with all those flavors. So a lot of people say like, are you restricted to just Southeast Asian flavors? I would say no, because we did use other like heavy French flavors, like we were using tonka flavor and the very classic vanilla and salted caramel.
Il recommande sa tarte au citron qui n'a rien de traditionnel.
Called it the limon tart because it's lemon and lime, but also it has yuzu. So as you see in most patisseries, you need to have a lemon tart, but everyone here does it the same. So it's either baked custard, which is I find the Austrian style, or else if you go to France, you see everyone uses a nice, very light curd. So we said you need to have a lemon tart, but we need to make sure it's not the same as everyone else. So we said, why don't we combine all the citrus fruits we can find, lemon, lime, and yuzu, and which we did. So that's definitely our signature dessert that we will live and die with. We will never take it off. It's got a good balance of lemon marmalade. We candy the whole lemon. So we use the whole fruit by itself. We don't just use the puree or the juice or just the zest. We use the peel. We make a jam from it. We use the actual flesh. We slice it up and we cook it to make a candied lemon. And we use the juice in addition to yuzu juice to make a curd. And we use a lime aroma and lime zest to make a lime shanty. Like you'll taste the full flavor of citrus inside.
Chez Sucre du jour, vous pouvez aussi essayer une babka matcha et sésame, un croissant litchi framboise ou une tarte aux noix de macadamia et céréales. Au départ, il n'y avait que Hagen et Joséphine derrière le comptoir de Sucre du jour, mais l'équipe s'est agrandie de plusieurs chefs dans la dernière année et demie. C'est parce que les habitants de Camberwell ont accueilli Sucre du jour à bras ouverts.
Our customers come back a lot, so we're really very grateful for that. It's good to see people really enjoy eating cake. That's something I really enjoy.
Vous pouvez retrouver Sucre du jour au 436 Burke Road à Camberwell et sur le web au sucredujourofficial.com.